daily editorial. It is the middle of the week, June 28th. It is June 28th. We're heading into July next Monday or thereabouts, if I'm not mistaken. Daily editorial. I think you guys are really going to enjoy the weekend radio program. Have a very, very prolific, very enthusiastic guest coming on the show, Wayne Allen. What's this guy's last name, Jimmy? Wayne Allen Root.
And he, Wayne Allen Root, that's right.
Wayne Allen Root, yeah. And he's got involved with three conservative television shows and a very, very large radio audience. His radio show is 3 hours a day, which I find to be really, really interesting. What Jimmy and I are going to talk about today is something I read this morning when I was having my essential cup of coffee first thing in the morning. Apparently, the January 5th report has a lot of flaws in it, and the flaws are simply omissions, for lack of better terms. I find that to be appalling. That was an incredibly important report, not only for Trump, but in my opinion, an incredibly important report for the nation. Jimmy, you got comments on that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of information that was withheld because it really didn't have to do with January 6th or identifying real issues. It had to do with partisan politics, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the partisan politics were, it was orchestrated by both parties, because remember Liz Cheney and Adam Kitzinger, both Republicans on that committee,
right,
were absolutely out to create a narrative that would justify pushing another Trump administration away from any government.
I agree with that. Yeah, no, I do agree with that. I don't know what to say. You know, there's so much anger out there, and most of it is incredibly visible, unfortunately, on our site, which disappoints me. I don't see a lot of intellectual, what's the best way to put it? I don't see a lot of intellect going into many of the comments that we have. But life goes on, and it is a free country. And nobody appreciates that more than Jimmy and myself. And I think that our show is a great, great example of that. Jimmy, talk to me your opinion about the First Amendment and radio.
Yeah, I just think that it's so important for people to understand the need to get different views and different ideas. I mean, that's how we learn, right? We don't always know everything. We certainly don't know everything.
No.
And if we choose to listen to only a particular perspective, and we don't accept that maybe someone else might have another perspective, we'll never learn anything.
No, not a thing.
And that's what we're seeing right now, is this division. And it's unfortunate, Al. I'm going to tell you a little story. You know, today I was, early this morning, I'm on my way to Charleston to pick up my daughter's friend flying in from Washington.
Yeah.
I was doing yard work in the morning. My next door neighbor, Mike, Captain Mike, he goes out on the lake with fishing tours, and apparently he's very well known and very successful. And he, you know, we're very polite and cordial to each other, and I really like him. His wife Bernadette, they're really nice. We were talking about, I went over to help him pick up some, we had a big storm come through, and I was helping him pick some stuff up, and we were talking about how bad things have gotten, how rapidly deteriorating our social system is falling, and that a lot of it is just not listening to each other, but it's also like getting angry and really despising someone else for their opinion, and that's something, and we talked about it, you know, that when we were younger, you know, people didn't do that. One, you were more respectful to other people. Two, you were kind of kept your own personal opinions. You respected other people's opinions. And I think we talked a little bit about faith and grace, and that's kind of what we're missing. We're missing that grace. When someone maybe has an opinion that we don't agree with, we're missing that acceptance and tolerance of that.
Yeah.
But he gave a little story. He said, you know what? I still think that there are good people out there. He went to the gas station. He was taking four or five gallon cans of gas to fill it up. And a guy pulled in of him and took the gas pump and started pumping right in front of him. And the guy filled up his car and then turned around and looked and saw Mike. And he goes, oh, my God, I did not see you. I was on the phone. I apologize. Here, fill up your gas cans. And it's on me. And Mike says, no, I'm not going to do that. You're not, you don't need to do that. It's fine. I understand. Thank you for the apology. And he said, no, no, do it. And he wouldn't let him get away without filling up his gas tank. He said he just was being polite and nice and very apologetic. And I think that's something we've been missing, though most of us, most people out there still want to live like that. So, you know, let's look at giving each other grace and actually open our mind to maybe some other views that may not align with what we want, but maybe we'll learn from it.
Well, let me tell you another story that I think is kind of interesting, Jimmy. It's a story that happened to me last night. I was out on the deck, veranda, I guess is the best way to put it, eating dinner because it was 80 degrees Fahrenheit or thereabouts, very, very uncomfortable. And quite frankly, the meal that I chose, and this is a full-service restaurant, the meal that I chose was really not very good. As I was walking out, the gal who is, I don't know what you call a woman maitre d', but the woman maitre d'.
The server, yeah.
I'm sorry?
The server or the actual
No.
The
hostess, yeah. She says, so how was your dinner, Mr. Corlin? And I said, you know, I said, it really sucked. And I said, it really wasn't what I expected. And she said, well, I want you to write a comment. And I said, you know, maybe, but I don't want to disturb anybody. You know, the chef is relatively new, and I may write a comment because I'm pretty pissed because that was a $27 dinner, a chicken of some kind. Anyway, I thought about it last night. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning and I'm thinking about myself and I'm thinking, what an asshole you are, Corlin. This poor little girl who is probably 17 years old, going to school, and you bleed all over her like it's her fault that the food is terrible. So after breakfast this morning, I walked up to her and I said, Joanna, you know, I gotta tell you, I was in a really bad mood last night because of the weather, and I'm really sorry I said what I said. And, you know, she just kind of let out about 50 gallons of air and said, Mr. Corlin, thank you so much for saying that. And I said, why? I'm only trying to be cordial. I'm only trying to be a human being who doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. And she said, you know, you really almost ruined my evening. Because your satisfaction, believe it or not, is very, very important to me. You and I have gotten to be friends. This is how I make a living, and I'm so sorry that happened last night. You know, and it's again like that 50 gallons of air plus another 50 gallons escaped from me, and I felt so much better after saying that. Anyhow, having said that, Jimmy, let's take a real quick break here, okay?
You bet.
Okay, I'll be right. I'll go ahead. Onward and upward.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the potential change in direction with the media. The Hunter Biden story and the Department of Justice protecting him over the financial and tax issues is actually being reported by a number of news, mainstream news outlets. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It'd be interesting to see when the enough information was there that the dam would break and some of this information would come out, and it's becoming into the mainstream. And people that have never heard the issues before on the left are hearing it for the first time. CBS actually interviewed the IRS whistleblower.
You gotta be kidding me. For the first time?
I think, yes. And I think, again, people that have never heard, even didn't even, still don't believe that the Hunter Biden laptop issue is real because they really haven't heard it. That's a, it's a big percentage of the population. It's millions and millions of people. And, and I think the pressure, they can't really cover it up. So the pressure is going to be on. It'll be interesting to see how the White House handles it, because they have not been able to answer the questions. In fact, they've ignored them. Joe Biden has actually got angry at journalists when they ask questions about it. But the information has been confirmed by none other than the New York Times that the Department of Justice quashed additional prosecutions in California, that David Weiss, the special prosecutor, I'm sorry, not the special prosecutor, but the prosecutor in Delaware, attempted to pursue.
Yeah.
They said no. And that's actually been confirmed. This is contradictory to Merrick Garland's statement before Congress that he would have full authority in any district to be able to pursue charges.
All right.
I think it's interesting that the media is actually beginning to report on it.
So where does that put us? Where does that put the country? That's more important.
Of course, yeah. What I think it's a slow process to peel back the onion, the level of corruption.
Uh-huh.
But what people are beginning to see is that Joe Biden is not this, you know, good old boy, nice guy, Democrat that's going to go ahead and heal the country. They're starting to realize, wow, this is actually kind of completely the opposite, and all the accusations with the Trump-Russia collusion issues have been proven to be false. All the accusations against Trump are questionable, but now we see factual evidence of the Department of Justice and the FBI protecting the Biden family. But not only that, the Bidens, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, both acting almost like mafia kingpins with direct statements threatening people if they don't come up with money.
Okay. It's getting I mean, how did it last this long, Jim?
You know, I think it's because, again, Washington is a very protective environment for particular ideologies. And
I think
that the media has basically bought into the Democratic platform.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to disrupt it. And now it's like, oh, gosh, we can't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
And as hard as the White House will try, and who knows where this will go, but it is bringing information to people that never understood it before, never had seen it, nor heard of it. And it doesn't take, and this is what's really important to understand, it doesn't take a big percentage of the population to change their mind and their attitude. Because, again, these elections are so close in key areas that it only takes a few percentage point swing to make a big difference nationally.
Yeah.
Whether or not, you know, we can get beyond the corruption, the electronic voting machines, the, you know, mail-in ballots and the voter harvesting, those things are very questionable. But the spotlight's being shined in a different direction. And I think it shows a complete different view of Joe Biden than many of his supporters have actually ever seen before.
Yeah. I think you're 100% right, but I mean, when do you expect this story to break? That's pretty interesting.
Well, it's been breaking in the last few days. Catherine Herridge from CBS is specifically reporting on that the Department of Justice was stifling the investigation over Hunter Biden and actually stifled the direct relationship, financial relationships between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their business partners. She's reporting that. CBS Evening News is reporting it. NBC is reporting it. ABC is reporting it. Although I will say that NBC and ABC have been putting a bit of an interesting spin on it, trying to say, well, this was just when Hunter was, he had a addiction problem, and that's just a little bit of a justification for it.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is actually just being a very supportive father.
Okay.
And I I don't think with the information that's coming out, that's going to stand up very, very well to the public when they see the accusations and threats that Hunter Biden made to business partners to give up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think those are. I think that's it's a small move. Again, it takes years to move this shift this if you will this massive vessel, the aircraft or the U.S. government. In another direction, and what we're seeing right now is the first inklings of opening up.
If I were to guess, I would say the Democrats would be able to squash that, the party.
We'll see. I mean, again, you would think they'd be able to, but they're not doing it now. And I think it's a little bit deeper than that, Al. I don't think that actually the Democrats, I think they could if there was a possibility to do it. But Joe Biden has been making so many gaffes and mistakes publicly, and his age is becoming so apparently debilitating for him to continue.
Yeah.
I think, and again, this is speculation, I think they're having to take a different view and look at how they can replace him because of all these issues may actually drag the party down. So I think finally, with this type of press change, he's going to be thrown under the bus.
If there's a press change, if.
Well, it's happening. I mean, it's happening. That's what I've been reporting on. That's what I'm telling you. It is happening on the other, on the major networks and even the New York Times. So.
When did you see it in the New York Times?
That was yesterday.
Okay.
So, and they've actually confirmed that the Department of Justice, and this is what I said earlier, Department of Justice took action to stifle an investigation that would include Joe Biden and bring charges in California. And they've confirmed that in their reporting.
Yeah.
That's a huge statement right there because that contradicts Merrick Garland's congressional testimony and actually puts Merrick Garland at risk as the Attorney General. It definitely, as more information comes out, it puts him at risk of impeachment.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, lying, not only lying to Congress, but the fact that he's prosecuted people for lying to Congress.
Yeah.
And it's apparent that he has.
Okay.
So again, there's more information to come. There's a lot more documentation that's being presented now and will be presented, especially as more whistleblowers come forward.
So we got a lot more stuff that we can talk about tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be on the news as much as I can between now and then. And let's look forward to tomorrow. Maybe go a little bit early.
Yeah. We've got the David Horowitz interview.
Yeah.
And then we want to definitely close up our preparations for the weekend show and then get it daily in tomorrow. That sounds good.
All right. I want you to do me a favor. I'll look up Google Wayne Allyn Root.
Okay. We're still recording, right?
Yeah, we are right now.
Yeah, no, I've spent a lot of time looking and reviewing and reading a lot of his material. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, because there may be some things I want to disclose to listeners tomorrow. To bloggers. Okay, let me get this up. I think that's going to give a shot in the arm to a lot of our bloggers, Jimmy.
All right, well, that's good.
Thanks, man. I'll get it up right away, okay?
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
See ya, Jim. Bye.